Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year. This is the third year, discussing Darkei Hachra, how to decide Machlokas HaPoskim. The Rashba, in the Tshuva that we quoted in the previous year, writes as follows: "Min haderech hazeh kol shenagu la'aseh kol ma'aseh al pi gad echad migdolei ha'poskim k'makom shenagu kol ma'aseh al pi hilchos Rav Elfasi u'k'makom shenagu la'aseh kol ma'aseh al pi chibur ha'Rambam." So like we already saw that in certain places they follow certain Rabbanim. It's okay. You can follow the Rambam and everything. You can follow the Rif and everything. Wherever he's Mechalek, Bein Makum Shenagu Lifso Ke'echad Min HaPoiskim V'Bein Rabbam Ha'Mishumiyu. Im Yesham Echad Chocham V'Roi Lo Hero V'Roi Yerayo L'Isu Ma'a Shehem Metirim Noig Boi Isu She'ein Elu K'Rabbam Mamish V'Makum Rabbam Ilu Yasu Shelo K'Dvorov. However, if there is a wise man who is fitting to Psat Paskin, and he sees a Raya to Aser, but they are Matir, then you have to Aser. Because these Gedolei HaPoskim are not Kiraba Mamish, they're not Mamish like their Rebbe. Because if it's B'makom your Rebbe, then you have to follow your Rebbe. Even if somebody has a raya against. But if it's not b'makom your Rebbe Mamish, and you're just following the Rambam or the Rif, and like, and then somebody brings a raya lahefech, and he's a chacham shegiya la'ra, then you should follow that chacham. But if it's against your Rav, then you shouldn't listen, because that's a lack of respect to your Rav. And this is very difficult to understand. Because we're talking about somebody who can paskin, and he can even paskin against the Rif and the Rambam. And nevertheless, if it's B'makom Rabba Mamish, going against your Rebbe, and you shouldn't listen. Even the Chumrah. He's a good enough posek to paskin against the Rif and the Rambam, but he's not good enough to paskin against your Rebbe. How can that be? It turns out that you're doing Isser. So what's the difference between it's your Rebbe or it's the Rambam and the Rif? The Rambam and the Rif, you can't stick with. You don't have to. You shouldn't stick with. You should follow this person. Paskin against. He proved against. But your Rebbe not, because you're Mekel B'Kod Rebbe. Mazin Mekel. He's obviously, we hold that this guy's right. If he's right enough to go against the Rambam and the Raivit, he's right. And the Rif, he's right enough to go against your Rebbe. So it's hard to understand. Medivrei Chazonish ole she'aklal halacha kerabim eino banui al ha'anacha she'emet hi marov elo hu derech midarkei ha'psak. V'lachen katav she'din acharei rabim mahatot הקובע שדעת המיעוט בתהילה אינה אלא בבית דין. So the Chazanish that emerges, the klal, halacha kerabim, is not built on the assumption that the MS is with the majority, but rather it's a derech midarchei hapsak. And therefore he writes that the din of acharei rabim lahatos that establishes that the das hamiut is bitela is only in the beis din. Just because the Rov says something doesn't mean they're right. So Acharei Rabim Lahatos, following the Rov, is only a din in the Beis Din. However, we can ask on this assumption from the Rambam. Rambam, in Shvisas Esor 2:8, holds that even the Pikuach Nefesh Hochim Achar Rov. Vim Rov Hochim Omrim She'eino Tzarich U'miut Omrim She'yistaken Noagim Al Pi Rov. הרי שם אין בית דין ואין כללי הלכה, רק דין אחרי רבים להטות. הוא שיכריע איזו דעה לקבל, ומוכר שאף שלא בבית דין, מהות ההכרעה של דין רוב, הוא שאנו מניחים שאמת כרבים. The problem with this חזון איש is the Rambam in Shvisas Esor 2:8 who holds that even בביקוח נפש, we follow the Rov, and if Rov doctors say that you don't need any mute, say that this person is in danger, You're knowing al pi harov. Now there is no Beis Din. Talking about doctors, there is no Beis Din. There are no klalei halacha, and only achrei Rabbi Mahatos is machriya what opinion to accept. So it's muchach that even shelo beveis din, even if one is not in a Beis Din, the essence of the deciding according to a rov is that we assume that the rov are right, and therefore if most doctors say to do something, then you follow those most doctors. And if most doctors say not to do something, then you follow those most doctors. So the Chazon Ish held it's only Beis Din Dik, but you see from this Rambam that it's not. The Tumim also holds that if you have a Machlokas HaPoskim, the Halacha is Kedas HaRov, it's not just a Hachroa, the Dalchei HaPsak, it's not just a way to Paskin a Shaila, but rather flows from the assumption that the MS is with the Rov. And according to his opinion, in such a Rov, it's not Shaykh to say, Ein Holchim Imamon Acha HaRov. And therefore, when you have a monetary dispute and you have a miut saying that it's yours and a rov saying that it's not yours, you can't say, Kim li ka miut. You can't say, no, I'm holding like the miut. And this is written in the Sefer Kitzur Tokfa Kayin in Ois Kuf Chof Gimel. Ach be'emet, Omer Balatumim, Ledina Yoter Nira, De'ein Inyan Dayanim, Dome, L'rov L'radia. The union of Dayanim isn't Rov L'Radia that we discussed, that when someone sells an axe and the axe turns out to be a Nakhin. So we say that yes, most are selling for Harisha and you don't want your axe to be a goring axe. But there's a miut that sells for Harisha, so you can't say it was a Mekach Tos according to Shmuel because of that miut. Why is it? But Dayanim is different. Rov L'Radia, if it's mostly being sold for Harisha in that case, Ein Ochim Monachar Rov. There you don't follow the rov by mamon. Dulai hu me'amiut shekonim l'charisha, because maybe it's from the miut that buy for charisha. Aval adayanim ha'mechulakim b'din, echad mehem to'eh v'yesh kan emet v'sheker v'yoter mistaber v'yachid to'eh mishenema derabim to'im. But if you have dayanim that are arguing about a din, one of them is a mistake, making a mistake, and there's emes and sheker here. And it's more mistaber, it's more logical that the individual is making a mistake than saying that the many are making a mistake. And if so, that if the mizake, one who says that the money belongs to Yenim, and the miut argues, and the rov argues, so how do we say by dinei mamonis to follow the miut? Are we following sheker? Is that possible to follow sheker? He says that following somebody who's mistaken, and it's more likely that a yachid is mistaken, means that a person's following sheker. And he's medame rov poiskim. He compares the tumim, compares the rov poiskim to rov dayanim, and in his opinion, you can't say kimli kimiuta poiskim. The emes is with the rov. So you can't say on the Beis Din paskins, you have two judges on the other side and one judge on your side. You can't say I follow the one judge. No, follow the rov. Aval hadvarim adayin teunim libun she'afilu im l'rov ha'emet. Even if usually you say that usually the truth is with the rov, but this assumption is a rov. The truth might usually be with the rov. Aval barur, that there are instances where the emes is with the miut. V'shuv, what's the reason that we shouldn't say Ein Hochem Mamon Achar HaRov? So once you say Ein Hochem Mamon Achar HaRov, that somebody's Muchzak and Mamon, you don't follow the Rov, because maybe the Miut is right, so you leave the money with him. So why can't you say that also when you have a Rov Poskim one way against the Miut Poskim? Say, I follow the Miut. Chances are the Rov is right. Yeah, but there are also instances where the Rov is wrong. So just like Ein Hochem Mamon Achar HaRov, we say by Rubel Aradia, We say in Ochamam and Achar Rov that most people buy an animal for Harisha, but you don't go after the Rov and you say maybe he's buying it for Shechita and we don't care that it's a Nachin, so it's not a Mekar Toz. And Sagid Oto Dovar. Sagid Oto Dovar, Legabei, Rov Poskim. And say, we ain't Ochamam and Achar Rov, and we're going to file the mute. Shelanech Bedet Meld. Besefer Torah Ta'adam, Lahamban. Inyana Sakana, Amud Kafchet, Kafhei, Behotzaat, Hamusad, Shel Harav Kuk. למרות שהמוסד לא היה של הרב קוק, אבל ככה קוראים לזה. בתורת אדם לרמב"ן, אז שם, במקור שציינתי, so he brings the Ramban brings a raya, לכאורה, לדעת הרמב"ן. הסובר שאפילו בפיקוח נפש, הולכים אחר הרוב, ואם רוב רופאים אומרים שאינו צריך, ומיעוט רופאים אומרים שיסתכן, נוהגים על פי רוב. רוב say that he doesn't need, and a miyut say that he will be endangering himself. You're following the rov. So, talking here about eating on Yom Kippur, that most doctors say he doesn't have to eat, and a miyut says that he does have to eat, you follow the rov. You see that even by Koch Nefesh, you follow the rov, even by doctors. And if Rov Rofim, most doctors say that he doesn't eat, and a miyut says that he's going to be endangered if he doesn't eat, we follow the Rov. And what's the raya that the Rambam is correct? Sharei matzinu b'dinei nefashot b'beitin tazlin al bata rov be'umdina kasher hanidon hu im yesh bo kedei lahamit b'chozek hamaka o b'makom zeh sheikau v'nechlku b'zeh hasanedrin הולכים אחר הרוב, ובוודאי אשכחן לעניין דיני נפשות, דעית בו אומדני, כגון שיש בו כדי להמית, על ציפור נפשו, אני מצטט את לשונו, היכאו, או על שוקו היכאו, אפילו אחי בתרו באזלינם בו, ובתרו באזלינם בכל מילי דסנהדרין, והמילתא מסייע להך סברה דאמרן. זאת אומרת, Shomer Ramban, look at what we pass in the way we pass in the first. Of course, the Rambam is correct that with Bikuch Nefesh we follow the Rov and we follow Rov Rofin. Bikuch Nefesh we follow Rov Rofin, and he brings a raya that if we have an umdana, you also follow the Rov by an umdana. An umdana is where you're assessing it. Where you're making an educated guess. He quotes the Gemara in Baba Kama and Daf Tzadi Amud Beis. Where we see that Beisin has to assess where he hit the guy. Did he hit the guy in his shins? Did he hit the guy on his did he hit the guy in the jugular? In their heart, in a place where he would die. So you follow the rov. What's the most statistically? What's the most likely? So even by umdina, you follow a rov. So too, when it comes to dayanim, roifim, you follow the rov rofim. So it's basar umdina, and you're going to follow. So there they have to assess it. And the Ramban says, afilu hachi basar ruba zlinambu. In other words, the rov is the, you follow the rov of the Sanhedrin. They're assessing it. Some say, no, it makes more sense that he hit him in a in a place that he would die, and others say it's more, it makes more sense that he hid him in a place that he wouldn't die. And they try to figure out, it's in Umdana. And there you follow the Rav. So just like you follow the Rav there, where we're dealing with in Umdana, you follow the Rav Sanhedrin. And if the Rav said it's more likely he hit him in a place where he could kill him, then this person is considered a murderer. So too, when it comes to Rav Rofim, you follow Rav Rofim, you follow most doctors. לכאורה, הרמב"ן לא הוכיח מעצם פסק דין בדיני נפשות, שאם נחלקו הסנהדרין בדינו, והרוב מחייבים מיתה, והמיעוט פותרים שפוסקים להרוג, שוודאי אין להוכיח ממחלוקת הסנהדרין בהלכה, שלא אומרים ספק נפשות להקל כנגד הרוב. Apparently the Ramban isn't saying that we're proving from the fact that if the Roiv are Mechayev Misa and the Mir are not Mechayev Misa, that we follow the Rov. You can't prove from Achokas in the Sanhedrin Ba'alacha that we don't say Suffik Nefashis Lahakal against the Rov, because the Sanhedrin's a different story. So what's the Ramban's Raya? In the instance where they were arguing with an Umdana, about an Umdana, because there the Hachra of the Sanhedrin is not a Hachra'a Ilchatit. It's not a halachic decision, but rather they're arguing be'omer hamitzius. They're arguing how to assess the mitzius. Ulechora ein avdel baze im asanedlino atzmam omrim o im shalu rofim mumchim haim yesh be'even o be'makaz zo kedei lehamit ve'amakom lomar shelo nelech achar rov b'chol umdina dinei nefashot. What's in the Sanhedrin and Rofim Mumchim? They're assessing, did he give him a killer blow? So why should we follow the Sanhedrin? Maybe we shouldn't follow the Rov. So from the fact that we see that you do follow the Rov, so that's like the Rambam, because here we're dealing with a question that you can just as easily ask doctors, and they would have just an educated opinion as the Sanhedrin. And you follow the Rov, so when you're dealing with doctors, you also follow the Rov. Rov Rofim say, Eino Tzarech, you follow the doctors that say, Eino Tzarech. The Ramban, however, is doicha d'raya. The Ramban says, "V'sanhedrin ika lemeimar shayni hatam." The kulu dayanim minuna. You could say Sanhedrin because they're all dayanim. Aval hacha kevan dika trei damri tzarich. V'inach lo tzarichi. V'inach lo tzarichi lan lo umdena klal keman delet nehudami. What does the Ramban mean? Ambiguous words. So the Hamek Shela says, Pshat in the Ramban, that by a Sanhedrin, Sarich l'shmu adat kulam. Mashenkin barofim, achar shemu dat arofim asurim sholem sukan, kotev anetziv, shuv ein lanu l'shol od pi acherim. Mishum hachi, כמנדלת נאיו דמי, וכבר יצא בהתר, בסברה הלימטה היא, ומוזכרת ביבמות ובקריטות ובכמה מקומות לעניין עד אחד, שבכל מקום שמין התורה עד אחד, הוא בא בתחילה בעצמו ונגמרה הוראה על פיו, הרי הוא כשניים בין שמין לעד אחד הבא אחריו, ומכחישו, מה שאין כן, אם באו כאחד, הרי בעל כורכך, אין שומעים לשניהם. זהו עומק סברת הרמב"ן. So the Ramban had said that by a Sanhedrin, we can say that when it comes to Rov Dayanim, so you listen to Dayanim because you're dealing with Dayanim. But here, Kevan de Ika Terei, if there are two people, the Amri that say Tzarich, he needs to eat. V'inach lo tzarich ilan umdana kal, we don't need the other ones for the umdana. Keman delet nehudami. It's like they're not. In other words, it seems that he's arguing with the Ramban. He's saying that if you have two people who said you need, they're like two good witnesses, two doctors, and then we don't care what all the other guys say. When it comes to a Sanhedrin, we file the rov. When it comes to, because that's Dayanim. When it comes to the doctors, once you have two that say he needs to eat, you don't pay any attention to all those, you don't pay heed to those who don't, because they're commanded less than the dummy. And the Hamek Sheila explains that the Svara of the Ramban is that by a Sanhedrin, you have to hear the das of everybody. You have to hear everybody's opinion. Mashenkin by doctors, after you heard das, the opinion of the doctors, that who say that the Chayla is Mesukin, that he's deathly ill, so we're not going to ask anybody else. And therefore, they're commandless Nayudam because it's already ahead there. And this is a strong Svara. And as mentioned, Yevamos increases in a number of places, Linyan Eid Echad, that the Torah believed Eid Echad. He comes, we paskin based on what he says. So he's like two. And you don't believe an Eid who comes afterwards and contradicts him. Once the halacha is set in stone, you believe the Eid Echad. That's it. You don't follow anybody else. Mashen came. If they came together, here it says, ain't shom nishne. Maybe just say shom nishne. They come together, it's a different story. But if they don't, then you can hear both of them. But if they don't come together, then you heard one, and that's it. And then there's no more questions asked. So that's the svar of the Ramban, and that's why the Ramban holds that if you have two doctors who say tzarech, you don't listen to anybody else. Even the doctors that would say lo tzarech. Very hard to understand this in Sif. But this svar of Kol Mokom Shel Min HaTorah is a svar in Ne'amanuyot. She'ne'amanut she'nitkabla kocha yafeh v'yatza davar mechlal safek. You have Ne'amanus, so it's powerful, and it's no longer a safek. But by Roifim, en anidon Ne'amanut. We're not dealing with Ne'amanus. We want to know who's making a mistake. So why should the first guy be better? If you have Ne'amanus, then the first guy's better. He has Ne'amanus. You don't listen to anybody else. But here you want to know who's right? According to the Netziv, it's a nafkamina who you ask first. And then the nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ramban will be if you ask the Rofei HaMekel first. So first you ask the Mekil, and the Ramban says you look no further, and the Rambam says that you do look further. But that's not true, that's not pshat in the Ramban. Sharaban satam davar zeshu nafkamina bedoraita. He says this is an afkamin even in Doraisis, and he doesn't say that if the machmirim come first, you listen to them. According to the Ramban, it's not a matter of who came first. According to the Netziv's understanding, it is. The guys who came first, you look no further. But the Ramban doesn't seem to hold that it matters who came first. Just because the Mekilin came first, you listen to them. But if the Machamir would come first, you would listen to them. The Ramban seems to say that you'd listen to Mekilim. If you have two who say he needs to eat, then he needs to eat. אז נראה לפרש שגזירת הכתוב של אחרי רבים לעתות וכל דפריש מרובה פריש היא גם גזירת הכתוב באופן יצירת הכתוב, הקבוצה. ועיין בשער יושר, בשער דלת, פרק ת' שלפעמים יש ביצירת הקבוצה תרתי דסדרי, וכגון תשע חניות מוחות בשר כשר ואחת טרף. ובחנות הטריפה יש יותר בשר מכל אחת מהקשרות, ולא מכולן יחד, ונמצאה חתיכת בשר, ולפנינו שתי שאלות, אם היא קשרה ושל מי הוא, ונפסוק שהיא קשרה, ויחד עם זה נפסוק שהוא שייכת לבעל את ליז הטריפה. מכיוון שעניין הקשרות, הקבוצה היא כל הקשרות כנגד הטריפה, ולעניין הבעלות, כל אחת מהחנויות היא כקבוצה נפרדת. וכן ברופאים, מחיתתי להכריע חרוב רק מתוך קבוצה שלנו את דעתם, למה לא נוסיף ונשאל עוד רופאים? בבית החולים אולי ידי זה יתעבר רוב אחר. וסובר רמב"ן שסנדין הם קבוצה הלכתית, שדין תורה הולכת אחר רוב מתוכם, מה שכן רופאים, זה ששאלנו מספר מסוים, And I'm chav litzor mehem kvutza, litzor mehem kol de parish. Stomeret, maybe to explain Pshat and Ramban, say as follows, that sometimes, says Reb Shimon, you can have a creation of two contradictory groups. You have a gzera v'achre rab lahatas, you follow the rov. So Reb Shimon says something fascinating. This is Shardalad Perik Tes, that sometimes when we create a group, it's going to be an inherent contradiction. Let's say you have nine groups that sell meat, nine stores that sell meat, and one store that sells treif. So you have nine McDavids and one McDonald's. And then you find a piece of meat on the street. So you assume that it belongs to McDavid's because there are nine kosher stores, there are nine McDavid's, only one McDonald's. The only thing is that as we know, there are a few more goyim in the world than there are Jews. There are more people who eat non-kosher than people who eat only exclusively kosher. And if that's true, then maybe the McDonald's has more meat in it than the McDavid's. So if you find this piece of meat on the street, you're going to say, as far as kashrus goes, it's from McDavid's because 9 out of the 10 stores are kosher. That's when you create that group. But as far as the monetary bailus goes, that's where Reb Shimon was good at making chilukim between different areas of halacha. As far as the monetary bailus goes, as far as who owns this piece of meat, who you have to return it to, you return it to the McDonald's because McDonald's makes more meat than all the other 9 McDavid's combined. So that's the Reb Shimon. So we say the same thing by doctors. Why should we follow the rove of the people we asked? We can ask more doctors, and then there'll be a new rove. The Ramban holds that a Sanhedrin is a halachic group. It's a halachic grouping, and the Din Torah is you follow the Sanhedrin. It's a defined category, a defined group. But doctors, and self, how many doctors are there in the world? 700 trillion. So doctors don't create a kvutza. Doctors don't create a halachic group. And therefore, if you have some doctors saying not to eat, even if Rover is saying, some doctors saying to eat on Yom Kippur, even if Rover is saying not to, you still follow the mute. Because maybe you would ask more doctors, you get a different opinion. You can't say the 12 doctors who said yes, this person can fast, and the 3 doctors that said no, these are 2 opposing groups. Ask more doctors, maybe you'll have more that say that he should eat. The only problem is, look in the Lashon of the Ramban. The Lashon of the Ramban is about halacha kevin dikatrei damri tzarich v'inach lo... So here, there are 2 who say that the guy needs to eat. And the other ones, we don't need their assessment at all. It's like they don't exist. The chisaron is not that the roiv doesn't have a din roiv, but that lo tzich litchashev, you don't even have to pay any attention to this roiv. אז אנחנו צריכים להוסיף ביאור. אז כבר שאלנו, אם דעה נגדית צריכה לעורר ספק, we already asked in the first shear, if an opposite opinion has to be more or ספק, maybe it's true. And maybe his friend is correct. So apparently, as a מחלקס, as an afkamina between Beis Din and מחלקס הפוסקים, we have מחלקס הפוסקים, since it's clear to him and he doesn't have a suffix, you don't have to pay any attention to the opinion that argues. And therefore, you know you're right, you're passing a certain way, you don't have to pay any attention to the other guys, to the other opinion. Like we've quoted from the Ritva, and Avodah Zarah, you can be noy kedas atzmai, afil lekula k'mashkasa v'ritva. Mashen kem beveidin, surat hachra'at psak hadin, ve'haofen, שיחשב שפסק הדין יוצא מכל הבייסדין הוא רק כאשר היה מסע ומתן בין הדיינים. ואני שדיין חייב לשמוע דעת חברו, ולהחליט מי צודק, אני או חברי, ושלושה שישבו בדין, ושמעו את הצדדים והעידים, ולא היה כלל מסע ומתה ביניהם, כל אחד מהם כתב את חוות דעתו, לא נוכל לאסוף את חוות דעתו, הדעת, ולהתייחס לכך, כאילו בית הדין הכריעו ופסקו את הדין. ולכן, סבר רבינו חיים, שכאשר אי אפשר להתעלם מהדעה הנגדית, והיא מחייבת התייחסות, וההחלטה, מי צודק, אני וחברי, עולה על שאלה מניין ברור לך שאתה הוא צודק, וחברך טועה, שמתה הוא הטועה. Shankin, when it comes to a Beis Din, the form, the way the Ramachuya Psak Din, and the way that the Psak Din will be considered Yoytze Mikola Beis Din, is only when there was Masu Matan, when there was a give and take between the Dayanim. In other words, each Dayan has to hear the other Dayanim and decide, am I right or is my friend right? But if you have three dayan on that sat, they heard the tzadim, and they didn't have a give and take, and each one of them wrote down their opinion, we cannot gather the three opinions and say, oh, based in paskin the din. If there was no maso matan, so the mechitesi. And therefore, Rabbeinu Chaim held that when you can't avoid the opposing opinion, and it requires that you relate to it, and a decision, who's right, me or my friend. The question then is, how do you know you're right? Maybe your friend is right. That's the Reb Chaim that we saw in the Kisvei Agrach. It was written in his name, B'din Ein Ocha B'Momen Achar Rov. But from the Din of Roiv B'Beis Din, we learned Gam L'Din Rubo Kukula. Because the Psak Din has to come out from all of the Beis Din. The Psak Din that comes out from the Rov of the Beis Din is like a Psak Din that came out from the whole Beis Din, B'din Rubo Kukula. And he says you can also prove Halach Achar Rov. Not only that Rov is like all, but Halach Achar Rov. He says, if you don't follow the Rov, the Din wasn't misbarah. There's no Ruba Kol if there's no Rov. You have to, by then also you have to be mistapik. Maybe the Din is like the Miut. And there's no Sanhedrin at all. So first you have to machriya that you follow the Rov. Once you say halacha charo, then you can say rubo kukula. But if not for that, you have to be mistapik. Maybe the miut is correct. So if they have a masu matan, then you're not choshish, you follow the rov. Otherwise, you have to be choshish for the day on negdis. How do you know you're right and your friend is you're wrong and you're right and your friend is wrong? As nera'a, sheze omek svarat haramban lechalek ben beit din l'rofim shebebeit din chayvim letyaches l'dat kulam ubeofen ze tamid haklal acharei rabim la'atot ve'en makom lotzi miklal ze dinei nefeshot mashen kein makom pikuach nefesh. אחר שיש כאן דעה אומרת שיש כאן פיקוח נפש, ראשים לשמוע לדעה זו, ואין סיבה לשמוע דעות אחרות, וכאילו מתעלמים מהם, ולא שמכריעים שלא כמותם. So that's the svar of the Rambam. Rambam is בכלל between a Beis Din, you follow the Rov, and doctors where you don't. By a Beis Din, you have to relate to everybody. And there the rule is, אחרי רבן מהטוס. And that includes דעני נפשוס. And we follow the Rov. Shenken makom pikuach nefesh. If there's a day that says it's pikuach nefesh, you can listen to this daya, and you don't have to hear other dayas. It's like you're mit'alem from the other day. It's not that you're machri against the other days. Are you machri against the other days? You're mit'alem. You don't pay attention. Command a lesson, dummy. Once somebody's life is in danger, the other days are command a lesson. You don't even listen to them. You don't pay any attention. Because by base, then you do have to pay attention because you follow the rov. ובאמת הדברים מפורשים בהמשך דברי הרמב"ן שכתב לחלק חילוק נוסף בין רופאים לדיינים שברופאים הולכים אחר החוכמה ואם רופא בקי אומר שאינו צריך ורופא אומר ורופא שאינו בקי אומר שצריך אף מקום פיקוח נפש הולכים אחר הבקי. מה שאין כן בדיינים לעולם הולכים אחר חוכמה אלא אחר הרוב. למדת something very interesting. When it comes to doctors, you follow the more expert doctor. When it comes to דיינים, you don't follow the more expert דיין. Oh, he's a bigger lamdan, let's follow him. No, there you follow the rov. By doctors, you follow the bigger doctor. And he explains why. כותב הרמב"ן, הלכך במניין שווה ברופאים הולכים אחר חוכמה ובקיאות. ואף אגב דלת האחי בדין סנהדרין. אתם דיינים הם, וכולם צריכים לאותו דין. ומדינה לא היה ראוי להיות דין עד שיסכימו כל הצריכים לדעת דעת אחת. אלא דרחמנא אמר אחרי רבים לעתות. אבל אחרי שומעים לחכם, והשני אינו ראוי להיות נשאל לפני מי שגדול ממנו בחוכמה. ובטל הוא. אז מבואר כאמור שיסוד הדין בדיינים הוא, משום שחייבים לשמוע דעת כולן. והבקיאות אין בה כדי לבטל לדעת הדיינים האחרים, השני כן ברופאים, אין חובה לשמוע לדעת מי שאינו בקיא. וכן, כאשר הנידון הוא פיקוח נפש, אין חובה לשמוע דעת המחמיר. זאת אומרת, that when you have doctors, you want to know which doctor is correct, and the Ramban says that there are equal amount of doctors. So you just say, who are the bigger experts? And you follow that group. When it comes to Dayanim, you don't, there, the Torah says, really, they should all agree. But the Torah says, Acher Rabim Lahatos. Therefore, you follow the Rov. So when it comes to Dayanim, you always follow the Rov no matter what. Because that's the Din Torah. Really, everybody should agree, but you follow the Rov, because Din Torah is Acher Rabim Lahatos. When it comes to a doctor, Ma Pitom, the doctor who's more of a Chacham, is Mevatel Das, the doctor who's less of a Chacham. And the same thing with Pikuach Nefesh. When you have a case of Pikuach Nefesh, you don't even have to listen to the opinion of the Machmir. Because he's Command Alesno. So when you have a case of Pikuach Nefesh, so a doctor who says that to be Machmir, he's not even an opinion. You don't even listen to him. Hashem came when it comes to Dayanim, you follow the rov. You have to relate to everybody. You can't be mit'alem from somebody. But when it comes to rofim, you can be mit'alem. When it comes to doctors, you can be, you can say, I don't want to hear that other opinion. It's not an opinion. Because we're dealing with pikuach nefesh. So here were some insights, b'siyata d'shmaya, into the sugya of Darche Hachra, Darche Hapsak. Very, very fascinating. And Mirtz Hashem, hopefully we will talk about this more in the future. It's a very, very important topic. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.